Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to episode number 201. Stacey Tuschel here with She's Building Her Empire. And I am super excited because today we are kicking off our 5-day challenge. Now, the good thing is we're going to have every single day right here on the podcast for you, so you don't have to go anywhere unless you want to be joining us every single day live at noon central on my fan page. Now, if you have not registered yet for the challenge, go sign up bit.ly/launchedin90challenge. We're talking about how you can plan, create, and launch your first or next digital product in the next 90 days. All right, if you're ready, let's head on over to the Facebook page. Hey there, welcome to our kickoff of our 5-day challenge, Launched in 90 Days. We're talking how to plan, create, and launch in the next 90 days, having your first or next digital product. I'm so excited. We have over 1,000 people registered for the challenge, and I am so excited to finally kick off. I've been prepping for it for a long time, and I know you guys are too. I've already seen a ton of comments in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. Welcome, Stacey Tuschel here. So excited to have you. Now, if you already got the email and filled everything out and put it in the Facebook group, great. I'm super excited that you are pumped and you jumped right into it. Now, if after watching this video or listening to the podcast, you realize, ooh, I don't know if I did that right or I may need to edit it, don't worry. Go back, edit it. You're completely fine, okay? I love that you jumped right in, but you may want some more guidance as we're working through this too, okay? All right. Hi, ladies. Thanks for joining. I'm super excited to see everybody here today. So here's the thing. Now, I feel like there is like meat content and then kind of like fluff content. And nobody likes the fluff, right? Everybody's just like, just tell me what to do. Give me strategy. I see a lot of the hearts going. People are going, yes, absolutely, because that's me. I don't need to hear your 30-minute bio or where you were a year ago. I'm just like, give me what I need to know, okay? Now, here's why I say that, because day one is all about your vision. And you might think, hey, Stacey, that kind of is fluff. Like, it doesn't feel like meat. But that is where I feel like if you think that vision is fluff, you have some mindset things that we need to work on, all right? Because there are some obstacles that could possibly be in your way if you are not aware of this, okay? So I really, really want you to understand that this is, there's no fluff in this 5 days. Like, I have given you so much meat, so much for you to go and actually strategize and have that successful launch that you need in 90 days. Dina, I am super excited too. I have been waiting for a long time. Now, with day one, your launch vision, I want to talk about a few things because I've already seen some comments in the Facebook group that I want to kind of get my coaching hat on and say, okay, here's what I want you to think about. All right. So first, we have, I asked you in here to actually tell me some of your fears, okay? Now we did that, and now I'm going to say, and I don't want you to think I'm contradicting myself, but I'm going to say we have to really stop using these as excuses, and we have to be more knowledgeable about what do we think is getting in our way, and how do we let those things go? So I needed you to kind of just, you know, brain dump on me all of your fears and all of that, but now that you have them written out, now I want you to look at those and say, how do I get past these? Because some of those things that you wrote down, or maybe you're about to write down, those are things that are going to majorly, majorly impact your business in not a good way, okay? So I really want you to be thinking about that. So stop saying, I'm so tired. I just want 5 more minutes to hit the snooze button, or I don't want to go to work today. I just want to focus on my business. You know, don't look at it that way and say, well, when can I focus on my business? Do I have 30 minutes today to do this, right? So I want you to get out of bed excited because you have a vision for your launch. So some of the questions that we're going to ask you, I want you to dream big. I want you to get excited. I don't want you to be realistic or feel like you're going to hit those goals whether or not you are pushing ahead, right? I want this to feel like a stretch for you, okay? So with that said, all right, maybe your goals are to quit your job, or maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you have a business, but you want your husband to quit his job. Maybe you want to get your kids in a really great school, or you want a really sweet minivan. I don't know about you. I'm more of an SUV type girl, but hey, whatever you choose, I'm not judging. It's okay to want nice things, right? It's okay to want a nice lifestyle. So be thinking about that when you're shooting for your vision. Don't pick a number that feels safe. Pick a number that feels like, I absolutely need this. Like, I need this to happen, okay? So it's super, super important that we take this vision day seriously, and we're not just thinking, oh, I'm gonna wait till day two when she actually gets to the meat of it. This is step one, and it is day one for a reason, okay? I need you to be thinking about that. All right, so here's what I told you to do today in the email. If you're not getting the emails yet, guys, you can just go to bit.ly/launchedin90challenge. That will give you all of the days. It will recap it for you if you miss getting in on day two, et cetera, okay? So I'm just kind of reading through the email, and then I'm going to work through the email with you. So it's going to be a little bit more in depth than the email that you saw this morning, okay? So day one assignment, I gave you a couple things that I want you to post in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. So take a moment and really, really like look deep within. What are you looking for? What is holding you back? What are those fears? So I'm going to write, I'm going to actually read from the Facebook group, because we have a bunch of people already post. People posted like within minutes of this email going out. So they were like ready to go. So this was, I want to bring up Susie, because she has fears that she wrote down that I know everybody's thinking, or at least I was thinking, okay? Oh, and Susie is on here. Okay, so Susie said one of the fears is being judged or family will think I'm nuts, okay? I can tell you for sure that was one of my fears, is what will the people that know me think? Not the strangers that check out my stuff, but what about the people that see me on a daily basis, my family, my friends? Like, what are they gonna think? I absolutely had that fear. Put in the comments right now. I want Susie to be reassured. She's probably not the only person. Is there anybody in here watching live that can say, Susie, that's me? Like, yes, I feel the same way. Now, this is how my family found out that I had an online business, and I am not even kidding. Somebody went to Google my name to find out like the studio phone number or something, my brick and mortar business. And when they Googled my name, my website, stacytushel.com, popped up, and they were like checking it out. So I had a book. My parents found out about my book from my website, not from me, because I just felt funny, like telling people, now I'm a writer, I wrote a book, right? And that's scary, okay? But I did it anyway, and I put it out there, and the second I had my book actually like physical, I was able to give it to my parents, which is a really cool feeling. My book has since hit number one international bestseller in many categories, and that feeling of being scared or being judged or all of that is just erased by the amazing feeling of what it has done for people. When I hear people, you know, say, I read your book and it changed my life, or I read your book and now I'm doing this in my business, right? So we've got to throw those fears down, because it has to be acknowledged that it is scary. And yes, I'm a little nervous to publicly post on my Facebook page. We've got to put that down on paper before we can move past it, okay? All right. So Carol just said, too funny, I've written a book and I haven't shared it yet. Okay, so Carol, as much as you don't want to because you're nervous, you just got to do it, because procrastinating, and that's what we're all doing, right? Procrastinating is not going to help our situation. It's just going to build up that anxiety within. We just need to get it out there. So Carol, what you did, whatever book you wrote, it's a huge accomplishment and you absolutely need to share it. Now, it's easier to say it than to do it. I can tell you that for sure, but that's so incredible. So congrats. I'm excited that you shared that. Okay, so number one is put the fears down, because we do have to make sure we're aware so we can then let it go. Okay. Number two is, and this one I really want to bring up because I saw a lot of answers that I'm not exactly what I was looking for. So number two is, how much income do you want to bring in through this launch? Okay. So I had a couple people say, I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know. Numbers that were kind of like, you know, okay. So here's what I want to tell you. If you don't know, you are not going to hit. It's like, how are you going to know where to go if you don't know where you're heading, right? You need to decide, is this a $1,000 launch? Is this a $10,000 launch? Is this a $100,000 launch? And the reason you need to know that is because you are going to act differently with the answer, right? If you are shooting for a $100,000 launch and I'm your personal coach, I need to know that because there are things I'm going to say to you, okay, we better do X, Y, and Z, and we better do it really well. If you're going, I'm just trying to hit a thousand, okay, well, I want to know that because I'm going to tell you to do something different with whatever answer you've given, okay? But the I don't know answer, I need you to give me a real answer. And here's the thing, if you're going, I've never launched, I've never brought up, like, sold a digital product, I don't know how to do this. What I want you to do for the first time you ever go to launch is at least just have a goal that we're kind of guessing here. We're just like throwing a number down. And the outcome is probably going to be a little off, which is fine. But you might blow past that number or you might miss it completely, okay? But here's the thing. We have to have a goal so we know where we're heading. And then we go to relaunch in round two. We'll adjust that goal for it to be more of a, I don't want to say realistic number, but you kind of get what I'm saying when I say that, okay? So let's say the first launch, you say, I want to just sell $5,000 worth of this product, which feels scary, but I want to sell 5,000. And you sell seven, okay? Now all of a sudden, 7,000. Now all of a sudden you can say, all right, well, if I can do that, now next time I want to hit at least 10 or whatever number that is, okay? If you wanted 5,000 and you hit 2,000, you have to go back and look and say, well, did I do it as well as I could have, okay? So whenever I'm working with a client and they're like, my launch failed, this is what happened. I go back and I say, okay, well, out of all of the things that I've shared with you, did you do all of them the way that I would normally have done them? And the answer is usually, well, I kind of skipped this, or I really didn't jump on Facebook Live like you said, or I didn't do, you know, X, Y, or Z. Okay, well, then there's room for improvement. So next time we're going to step our game up, okay? But you need to at least get a number down on paper to at least get started, all right? Okay, so Lindsay said, it's my first time, 10,000 is my goal. Perfect. And we'll work through this in a way where that number becomes more realistic later on, okay? So we're going to get you there, but today is just throw it down, and it doesn't need to be realistic. It just needs to be something that excites you so that every day you want to wake up and work on your business, okay? Because if you say 1,000 and 1,000 really isn't going to make even the slightest dent in your business or your life, then I want you to get excited, okay? So whatever number that is, there's no judgment, and don't think that I'm looking for a high number. I don't care if it's 100,000 or if it's 1,000. I want it to be a number that truly feels like such an accomplishment, okay? And if it's your first launch, you will feel incredible when somebody buys something for $10 because you can't believe somebody bought your product, okay? So even if it's like five people that bought a $10 product, you will still be excited, I promise you. The good news is somebody bought, and it just means we need to get better and now scale this, okay? All right. Okay, so Teresa said, I'd like $75,000 so I can quit my job and work my business full time. Okay, I like how specific Teresa's being, and I like that she didn't just throw $75,000 and it means nothing, and she has no reason why she wants that number, right? She knows why she wants that number, and it really means something to her. So when you throw out $5,000 or $10,000, ask yourself, why that number? Like, why did you pick that? What does it mean? Because I hope it does mean something for it. Maybe you want to make $2,000 so you can invest in a virtual assistant to come on board and help you and not have to work like a crazy person all the time, right? Like, have that meaning behind what you want to make, okay? So number three, my question was, how will this launch help you impact your audience on a larger scale? Okay, so now it's not about you, it's about them, okay? How are you going to impact somebody with whatever you're selling, okay? Whether you're in the fitness space, the business space, health and wellness, whatever it is, okay? How is it going to positively impact somebody else? And the reason you need to know this is because we are in the business of serving, not selling. And if we're only gonna be thinking about money, it's not going to come very naturally to you. If you think about, how do I serve? How do I impact them? How do I help them? The money will follow, okay? So it's a little bit of a mindset shift that I want you to be thinking about, okay? All right. So, number three, I'm going to recap. Number one, I want those fears written down. Okay. Number two, what's your income launch goal? So if you already posted in the group and you didn't put anything down, take some time today, go back and edit and tweak. Okay. Number three, how will this launch positively impact your audience on a larger scale? And then number four, list three ways your launch will help you become the authority in your industry. Okay. So what will this do for you when you have a launch? Will your family and friends take you seriously? Will people know that you're actually doing this as a real job and not just a hobby, right? Like, what is going to come out of this launch? Maybe it's, you know, getting your first client and that will help you with your credibility. Maybe it's going to be getting testimonials so that you can go relaunch it again and have a bigger turnout, okay? All right, so whatever that is, I want to make sure that you guys are just kind of thinking outside the box a little bit. And as I say, think outside the box, also look at other people's posts, because I'm this way. Sometimes I just don't know what you mean or what is expected. And then I read somebody's comment and I'm like, oh, I can do that. I know what I would pick, right? So let other people inspire your answers too if you get stuck on anything. So I'm going to go through the Facebook group right now. Like I said, we had so many people post already this morning. So if you're going, I don't even know where to begin, where to start, go in the Facebook group. If you have any questions for me, I've got some time to stick around live. So please feel free to post in the comments right now. But I'm just going to go through and kind of check out some of these questions. Susie just said, I was going to say 10,000 would give me confidence. Absolutely. And you know, I like that she's saying, so list three ways your launch will help you become that authority. Well, that's kind of one of them. Getting confidence is going to change your entire business, which will absolutely help you become that authority, right? It will give you that credibility when you show up confident. I was just talking to a coaching client and I said to her, when you're in a room with other people, even if they're your peers and you're trying to talk about your product, there's two different types of people. There's somebody that shows up and they're like, well, I'm trying to launch this and you know, I'm not really sure. Is it gonna work for people? Is it good enough? Okay, that's one person. The other person comes in and she's like, oh, well, I actually help X do Y so that they can Z. And I've been doing this for a long time in this corporate space, but now I'm transitioning over to my own business and I'm super excited and blah, blah, blah. And they're going on and they're confident. Person B is going to be the person that other peers are going to say, so where do I find more information about you? Or what? Tell me about what kind of programs or products you sell. Nobody is asking person A, right? Nobody wants to work with somebody who's like, I'm not really sure if this is going to be beneficial for other people. So Susie is 100% right. Giving her that confidence is going to help her business 100%. So I love, love, love that you posted that. Okay. So this is a great question. Christy said, one of her fears is, why would people pay me when they can get the info for free on the internet if they look? Ugh, this is such a good question. So Christy, I have sold programs where you can literally go to the specific like YouTube or something and just Google it or YouTube it, right? Now, with that being said, why would somebody pay for me? Well, you can tailor it to your specific person. So we're going to be talking about your perfect person tomorrow, okay? So let's say one of the things that I used to sell a long time ago was how to become an Amazon affiliate. People were always asking me how I was doing it. They wanted to know. So I made a short video training series and I sold it for like $27 or $24 or something like cheap like that. Okay. You could literally go on Amazon and find it yourself or YouTube it or anything for free. Why were people buying it? They were buying it because it was my take on it and how I use it in my business to do it. So Amazon's not going to teach you how an online digital, you know, entrepreneur is doing it, but I can. So that makes it different. Another reason is because you're the teacher. Some people resonate with you and they want to hear what you have to say about it and your results, okay? So whether or not they can go find it for free does not mean that they want to. They might go, I want to know how she is doing it specifically. So I love that you asked that question because I'm sure other people were thinking the same thing. But people do it every single day, okay? There are so many things that you can find on the internet for free. Look how much free content I give away. Why do people even pay to work with me? I mean, I am on Facebook Live all the time. I have a podcast. I have YouTube videos. how in the world do I have paying clients? Like, it kind of blows my mind sometimes too. But there's a reason, right? They know that there's content everywhere. And if you buy one of my programs, it's step-by-step in order how to do it, right? It's not, oh, let's do this and let's do that. It's like a systemized approach, and that's what you're going to give them, okay? So let that fear go, because people are doing it all the time, okay? All right, let me find another one. Catherine said, I'm afraid I won't have enough money to invest in a launch. Okay, let's talk about money. So I actually just picked up on Friday, oh my goodness, I can't even think of what it's called. You're a Badass at Making Money, okay? Phenomenal book. Like, love it. I am already almost done reading it, and I've only had it since Friday night, okay? So she actually talks about in there that we have, I'm from the Midwest. I'm very conservative. I don't like debt. It has just been the way I've been raised, the way that I continue to grow up with money. And in this book, she talked about people going into debt to invest in themselves or invest in their business. And she said, listen, there are two types of people when it comes to debt. There is somebody who will just live an extravagant lifestyle when she can't afford it, and she's just racking up her credit card, buying clothes and shoes and going out to dinners, and then not paying it at the end of the month, or paying it, or even trying to find a way to pay it, okay? And there's somebody who will go into debt to buy a product or coaching or something, and will work her butt off to pay it off because she sees the return on her investment. When she said that, it was like this huge like weight lifted off my shoulders, because there have been times for sure that I have done that, that I've just put it on the credit card and figured out, how am I gonna make this work? Or there's times where I would not buy it because I'm like, I don't really have the money right now. And I love that she said that, because I will tell you, I've been in business for 15 years, and there are times when, for instance, like this week, I've put a lot of money into Facebook ads, right? I have gotten a lot of money into Facebook ads with having no idea if it'll come back, right? You have to invest in certain things that your weaknesses are. For me, one of them, Facebook ads. Maybe your weakness is copywriting and you want to outsource that. Maybe you are not a great project manager and you want to take that off your plate. We do need to invest in our weaknesses, and sometimes, as scary as it is, we invest before we ever make a dollar, okay? I don't know about you, but I can tell you with all of my businesses, I have spent money before I have made money. And it's just, it's something that you have to really kind of work on, that money mindset, and that is why I highly, highly recommend you go get that book immediately. I'm sure it's on Audible too, where you can get an audio version of it, but it's by Jen Sincero, and it's phenomenal. I think I only have like two chapters left, but you will get it out of, I think you'll get out of it what you need to, Catherine, especially looking at those fears too, okay? Now, I will tell you this too. When you invest in something, you have that like scariness, that factor of, I better make this back. Like, I need to make my money back, right? So I would say for you, Catherine, even though you're afraid to invest in this launch, to have it be whatever it is, know that it's when you're invested. So I've done free beta programs. I shaded it once, and I'll never do it again, because those people were just not as invested as the people that paid for the product, okay? So that's why I always tell people, don't do a free beta launch. Don't just give it to your friends, because when you haven't invested money, you don't feel the need to invest your time. But when you pay somebody money for a certain product or program, you have this feeling of, I better get in there and start working. I better do what I said I was going to do, okay? So I think it's a totally normal fear, and I think it's something that we all need to work on, okay? I have not run into somebody who is just like this perfect person when it comes to money, and she has no money fears, right? We all live and breathe that same fear, and as we make more money, the numbers get scarier, okay? So if you're thinking, well, she's a million-dollar business, okay, but we invest numbers that would scare you half to death, okay? Because every time you hit a new level, they say there's a new devil, okay? So if you're nervous to spend $500 on Facebook ads before you even know what's gonna happen over here, what if I told you to spend $10,000 or $50,000, okay? Like, those numbers get scarier as you go. So it's not like, oh, once I make this much money, those fears go away. No, we have to overcome new fears, new levels of that money mindset. All right, hopefully this is resonating with you guys. I know I've got a lot of live viewers still on. If this is something, give me like a like or a thumbs up. I want to know that this is something that you have dealt with before, and that it's something you want to continue to work on as time goes on. All right, cool. So, Magdalene said, where's everybody getting the questions from? So it was in your email, or we actually shared the link now, the post inside of the Facebook group, and it's on my fan page. So we kind of have it everywhere for you. So if you can't find it, just let us know. Okay. All right. And then, okay, this one is a good one too. So this is from Karma. Okay. She said she's manifesting 3,000. Okay. She said, I think I've mastered that fear, but won't be sure until I do this small launch. Okay. So she's basically saying, she has her number one fear is complacency, which might sound kind of crazy, but she said, I'm quick to develop a mini course tutorial and help anyone I can, but I become complacent after doing it several times. So that is definitely something that you want to make sure that as you're going into this launch or into, you know, something where you're focused on something new, right? There's a couple ways that we can do this. First, you can head into this launch and then you all of a sudden just get sick and tired of going into these same roadblocks, right? You just get nervous that, oh, now this isn't going right. That's not going right. This just happened. And you start to take it as a sign from the universe that you should just not be doing it. All right. What I will tell you is every time you have a roadblock, look at it as a challenge, a learning lesson. Every launch I go through, I have this little, in my Trello board, I like to use Trello. It's just a project management software. I have a thing called learning lessons. And every time something doesn't go the way that I want it, or I had to kind of get a backup plan, plan B, I go into learning lessons, that little folder, and I say whatever it is, so that the next time around, I don't have that issue. So as much as we get nervous about getting stuck, right, know that it's making you bigger and better for next time, okay? So one time, not that long ago, I was talking to a Facebook ad strategist, and I was just like putting all my eggs into this basket. I need to hit this number. It needs to be this big. And the one big takeaway that she said to me, which was brilliant, she said, you're acting like it's got to be happening during this launch. You can launch this product over and over and over. She told me that this is just your first draft, and we are going to learn everything we can, and we're going to test, and we're going to start small, and then we're going to tweak, and we're going to do it better on launch two, and then better on launch three. And it was just this weight lifted off my shoulders that I didn't have to be amazing for my first time ever, and I just got to get it out there, okay? So if that is something you've been thinking about, and you're nervous about making it perfect, just get it out there and we'll make it better next time. But don't hurry and get it out there and then go, this isn't working. She said it would work like this, or she said it would do this. Right, but if you're hurrying to do it and you're just getting it out there, know that launch two or three or four is might be the one that you're looking at. I just interviewed Caitlin Batcher on Friday, and she said her first launch was 20,000, which was break even. So somebody absolutely could have said, I'm going to scrap it. But she's like, I'm going to try it again. Next time she did it, she launched it 60,000. Third time, 165,000. Okay. After launching the product three times, she then turned it into what we call evergreen, where it's always selling. She has had multiple six-figure months, and she's on track for December. She actually is hitting further than she thought she'd be, but she's looking at having a $400,000 month in December from selling a digital product, okay? Those are crazy numbers. But my point is, what do you think Caitlin would have said if she would have found out that was the path she was on, but she decided at launch number one with the break-even launch, let's try something different. You would be kicking yourself if you knew that within a year, that product would become a $1 million product. Literally one product, one digital product that she sells has grossed over $1 million in less than a year. That's pretty incredible, okay? So don't get so stuck on, I'm launching and it's gonna be perfect and it's gonna be six figures, and then it's not exactly what you were hoping for, but you have all of this knowledge, right? That's why I tell people it's all in the launch. Caitlin didn't just sell a DIY course and just put it evergreen immediately and automate it. She started with launching, and the launching gave her the answer she needed to get better and better each time. So when you go to launch, you're just looking for answers. What can I do better? What should I do differently? What did they love? What did they not love? Like, anything we can figure out from this first launch makes launch number two that much better, okay? All right, guys, Any questions or comments before we go? I want to make sure I hear from you. I'm going to maybe check out one more Facebook post. So start posting your comment now so I make sure to hit it. Okay. Ooh, okay, so this is kind of jumping ahead, but I'll answer it. Jennifer said, I'm torn between a membership site and self-study courses. Okay, we are going to go over what other options there are this week. So we actually will talk about all the different types of stuff that you can do. And the reason that I did so many interviews last week and the week before was because I wanted you to see the difference in how you can do it. So a like the membership site, kind of like the all-you-can-consume library of content, or the DIY self-study course where they just get it and they do it on their own, okay? Here's what I can tell you, and because I'm going to go into this detail this week, but Jennifer, there is not one right way. There's not my favorite way to say, you got to go this way or you got to go that way. What I can tell you is, with those membership sites, you need volume. So you definitely aren't going to grow organically. You will want to make sure that you're running Facebook ads and you're getting that traffic, because if you sell a $10 membership site, you might need thousands of people to really hit your launch numbers, okay? Versus a DIY self-study might be $497, $997, et cetera, okay? So in the beginning, you can do either. I have people in the beginning that start from scratch, zero people that love the membership site model. They're heading that way, which is great, but they will need help growing because they need that frequency. They need the quantity, right? So there's a million ways to do that. This is definitely a whole nother Facebook Live on this. And like I said, we'll be doing it more this week. But I think they're both great. I think you should be open to both ideas this week as we go through it. And you'll definitely get more inspiration as you're reading other people's posts and figuring out what everybody else is kind of checking out too, okay? All right, ladies, I'm super pumped. You guys were so great for day one. Take some time today. This will take you less than 10 minutes, I promise. So don't think, oh, I'll do this later. No, I really, really want you to write it down. Writing it down, it's like when you're reading a book and it tells you what to do at the end of that chapter, and then you just flip to the next page. Don't flip the page. Like, actually write this stuff down and then post it. If you did not grab an accountability partner, make sure to go grab one. You're going to want people to hold you accountable throughout the week, okay? And if you're not getting the emails, go to bit.ly/launchedin90challenge. We'll get you on the email list. We'll get you the recaps and everything so you don't miss anything for the rest of the week, okay? So emails go out at 9 a.m. Central, and I'll jump on live at noon Central every single day, okay? All right, I will see you in the Facebook group. Start posting your questions. Don't forget to hashtag launchedin90 and then hashtag day1. That's how I will search for them to go find them and answer some of the questions, okay? All right, have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you guys later in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. Bye, everyone. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.